今天跟大家 I should speak in English. Today's topic is five loaves and two fish.
今天我要讲的信息是五饼二鱼。
The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught.
耶稣呢？使徒们在传道以后就聚集在耶稣那里，向耶稣做报告。
Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest."
那因为来去的人实在是太多了，他们连吃饭的功夫都没有，所以耶稣就告诉他们说：“你们来同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇。”
Remember last time that Jesus called them and then sent them out.To have a disciple training.
记得上个礼拜我们讲的是耶稣召集十二个门徒，然后把他们送出去传道。
He told them not to bring anything, not food, not money, with them, and go out and to preach.
那耶稣告诉他们什么东西都不要带，就让他们出去了。
So they went for a trip, and then they came back.
所以他们传道完了以后，回来以后。
You can imagine that they must be very tired, and also mentioned they are hungry.
So we can imagine they are both hungry and tired.
And they came back and they start to tell Jesus what they have done.
So if they come, they will tell Jesus what they have done.
Have you ever experienced your boss ever talk to you say, "Oh, you are so tired. Could you take a break, please?"
你们有没有这种经验？说你的老板告诉你说，你是不是太累了？休息一会儿吧。
Whether he say, "Oh, good job," try to wrap up this during the weekend. I'll see you first thing tomorrow.
或者他们跟你讲说，不干得不错啊，再继续努力啊，把这个事情做处理完了，然后我们礼拜一见哦。
But Jesus did care about the people who serve him.
但是耶稣他是非常的关怀那些服侍的人。
He said, "Come with me."
他说，来，随我来。
By yourself, to a quiet place and get some rest.
然后你们跟我一起到一个安静的地方，然后你们可以歇息一下。
This is the essence of retreat.
这就是退休的一个道理。
We need to go to a place, a quiet place, a solitary place.
我们必须到一个安静的地方去，一个没有人的地方去。
And just by yourself.
就是你自己一个人去就好了。
And get some rest.
然后要休息一下，安息一下。
Because Jesus knew those people are tired and exhausted.
因为我们的主知道这些门徒已经是非常的疲倦的，非常累的了。
And the most important thing for retreat is, come with me.
然后我们知道，当我们退休的时候，最主要就是跟这个主，随着主去。
See, every time we get close to Jesus, we get refreshed.
当我们跟主在一起的时候，我们就会就是重新得力。
So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place.
所以呢，门徒就跟耶稣他们就坐了船到了一个旷野安静的地方去。
Jesus wanted them to take a break.
耶稣呢，要他们能够有所安休息。
Then we will see that verse 33 said, but many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and get there ahead of them.
那我们到第33节看到有很多人看到他们去了，就有跟着他们。就从各城步行，一同跑到那里，比他们还要先到。
When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
所以他们的船到了以后，耶稣就看到有这么多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一样。
This is the beginning of the third year of Jesus' ministry.
那这个是耶稣第三年的这个传道了。
So it turned out pretty popular and successful.
所以他的这个传道的事工已经非常是一个非常兴旺的一个事工。
Many people were drawn to Jesus.
很多人都被耶稣所吸引。
So Jesus wanted to take it, those disciples to a solitary place. But you know, so many people follow Jesus.
所以虽然耶稣想要带把门徒带到一个安静的地方去，但是因为围着他的人实在太多了。
And we know that is a lake.And lake usually with a curve, but Jesus wanted to take them to a place so they will go straight.
So we know that that lake is a curve, but Jesus wanted to take them to a place so they will go straight.所以你们可以想象，这些人他们要在这湖边要绕这么一大圈的，要想跑到这个耶稣的前面到那个地方去。
I wish someday our brothers and sisters will chase me like that.
希望有一天啊，我们弟兄姐妹就是要追我，就像追耶稣一样，绕着圈跑。
Then I need to know how to hide.
然后呢，我就要想到要躲的那个程度。
And Jesus, the purpose for this trip is try to take a break for the disciples, and also maybe also for Jesus too.
Yeah, we know this. They this journey is mainly for the disciples and Jesus to rest.
But when Jesus landed to the shore, he saw so many people ran to him.
But when they got to the shore, he saw so many people ran to him. But when
they were hungry and tired.But when Jesus saw the crowd,
然后他们就是这些人，当然是又饿又渴。但是当耶稣看到这群人的时候
，that the compassion overflowed from Jesus to these people.
他的这个怜悯之心就像泉涌一般。
See, Jesus saw the people in a very different view as us.
那耶稣看群众的看法跟我们是有些不同的。
If I were Jesus, I would say, "Oh, so many people. This is my opportunity."
如果我看到有这么一大群的人跟随我的时候，我就觉得哇，太好了，这么多人跟着我，这是我大好的机会。
I got these followers can do something to serve my purpose.
那有这么多人都我这么多的粉丝啊，我就可以利用他们来做一些我要做的事情。
But Jesus saw them.Just like sheep without a shepherd.
但是耶稣看他们，就把他们看得像羊一样，就是一个没有牧人的羊。
Tony Chang told me that he got two or three sheep in his farm.
那我们这 Tony 他有农场哈，他就告诉牧师，曾经告诉说他有大概两三只羊在他的农场里面。
He told me that the sheep he got is.Extremely dumb.
他说他家的羊是非常的笨。
One day, he found there's grass the other side of the roadway. So he took those sheep crossing the street and get to the grass.
所以他发现他们家的对街那边有很多的草，他就把他那个羊放在那个对街的草去吃草。
So when they arrived, the sheep start to enjoy those grass.
所以那些羊呢就很高兴啦，有很多草吃。
So he said, "Well, then I can take off."
然后他说，那我也许就可以先去做些别的事情。
So he walked the way back to his house.
所以他就离开他们，走回家。
And he paid so much attention to the roadway traffic.
所以他就一心在那边注意这个路的状况。
And when he arrived home, he turned his back and he found the sheep right behind him.
从当他回家的时候一转身看啊，怎么羊跟着他也一起回家了？
Because sheep need shepherd.
因为这羊它就是需要这个牧人。
Sheep without shepherd, then they will get lost.
如果羊没有牧人的话，他们就迷路了。
Also in danger.
而且还有很大的危险。
Of course, hunger.
当然他们会饿到。
When Jesus saw these people, he saw they just like sheep without a shepherd.
所以当耶稣看到这些群众的时候，就觉得他们就像是一只没有牧人的羊一样。
So Jesus' view is quite different. He sees those people, they are lost.
So 耶稣看这些群众，就是他们一群失丧的人。
They are in danger.
他们是有危险的。
And they are hungry.
而他们是饿的，饥饿的。
Because man without God is just like sheep without a shepherd.
因为当人没有神，就像羊失去了牧人一样。
We can see many, many people, they are very busy every day, but they don't know where they are going.
那我们看到有很多人就是每天都忙忙忙，然后但他不知道他忙到底是为什么。
They are so much worried not to be busy.
所以他们 一闲下来，他们就说哦，有担心的事情。
And they don't realize that the eternity issue, that they are in dangerous position.
I'm sorry, didn't catch that.
他们为着永恒的事情，他们不知道他们是处在一个危险的状态当中。
Oh, okay.
And also, they are hungry in their spirit.
然后他们不但不知道自己处在危险当中，而且他们是心里的饥饿。
So when Jesus saw these people, even though he and his disciples are hungry and exhausted, but the compassion overflowed.
所以当耶稣看到这群又饥又渴的人，虽然他们本身，耶稣跟门徒本身也是又饥又渴，但是耶稣的这个怜悯 之心 就像泉涌一样。
Jesus forgot about he himself.
所以他连自己的饿跟饥饿都忘了。
All he cares is their need.
所以他所看到就是这些人的需要。
Why?
为什么？
Why he got this compassion?
为什么耶稣有这么大的怜悯心呢？
Because man was created with his image and likeness.
因为人是在以神的形象所造的。
So that's why he overflowed compassion.
所以神就这么的爱我们。
And what he did to them.
然后他为他们所做的。
If you were Jesus, what are you going to do?
如果你是耶稣的话，你会做什么？
I think maybe nowadays you will complain.
也许你会不会埋怨呢？
They are hungry, but what Jesus did, he started what? He started his teaching. He started to preach.
哦，你耶稣呢？他的看法，他的做法很不同。这些一大群饿的人，耶稣开始怎么样？开始先去教训他们，讲道。
He used God's words to teach them.
他是用神的道理来教训他们。
So you can see Jesus' ministry, the first priority is the need of the Spirit.
So we can see that for Jesus, this spiritual hunger is even more important.
And he continued his preaching, but at that time, it was late.
But Jesus continued to teach people, but the time was already late.
By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late.
好，他的门徒就来过来提醒夫子说，夫子啊，现在这个天已经晚了，而且这是荒郊野地的，我们得叫他们都散去吧，去找东西吃吧。
Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.
就说叫他们自己散去，然后他们自己到四面乡村里自己去买东西吃。
It's just like this. Jesus stood here and started to talk. And do you know how disciples to tell him? They must be whispering in beside his ears. Right?
我们可以想象哈，当耶稣在那边开口教训人的时候，他们的门徒很可能是走到他耳边悄悄跟他讲说：“哎，夫子啊，现在天已经晚了，赶快呀，结束了。”
So they did not want that everybody knew that his concern.
所以他也许不想要别人听到他们的心里的这个焦虑。
Do you think that those disciples are considerate or thoughtful?
你们认为这门徒是不是就是他们很关心人呢？很体贴呢？
They were, right?
的确啊，也蛮体贴的。
And they look into the reality and the fact.
因为他们是一个很现实的，他们看到这个现实的这个需要在那里。
And Jesus answered, but he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much of bread on bread and give it to them to eat?
然后耶稣就说，那你们就给他们吃吧。那这个门徒就说，哦，我门徒就回答说，我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃啊，就是一个人大概有8个月的薪饷，有那么多的钱，我们哪有那么多钱去买饼给他们吃呢？
The disciples were hungry and they got nothing because they were told to leave without money or bread, so they got nothing and they were tired, exhausted. And Jesus told them, said, "You give them something to eat."
那我们知道，当耶稣遣散门徒出去传道的时候，他们就只告诉他们什么都不要带的，所以我们可想门徒这个时候身上也没有钱，身体又很累了。然后耶稣还跟他们讲说，哎，你给他们吃吧。
Is that reasonable? Is it reasonable?
哦，这是不是很合理的一个要求呢？
Mine is question. Is that reasonable?
所以我就你们大概有人就说，嗯，这个到底合不合理啊？
Is it? No, right? It's not reasonable. Because they got nothing, and then he said, you give them something to eat.
So we just thought, 大概我们大部分人就说啊，这是不合理的一个要求哈。
And then Jesus started to ask, how many loaves do you have? He asked, go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish.
然后耶稣就跟他们讲说，你们去看看到底有多少的饼，你们去查看一下哈。然后他回来就知道说，哦，有我们有5个饼2条鱼。
Then Jesus direct them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass.
然后耶稣就要他们把人都排排坐，然后有100一排的，有50一排的，都坐在这个青草地上。
And they are in 50s and 100s.
然后有50的，有100的。
See later they found that. 5,000 people, that is Jesus' arrangement. Because Jesus does care about the number. He wants the disciples to remember how many people he feed.
所以到后来他们就很清楚到底有多少人，大概5000人左右。所以我们知道我们的主其实也在意这个数目的，因为他主要他们记得这件事情。
So apparently Jesus knew what he's going to do.
耶稣知道他们要做什么。
We need to see what Jesus has done in the past, so may apply to our today's life. Then the Bible become real to us.
所以耶稣的意思就让他们清楚的明白耶稣做过一些事情，然后到我们这个现实今天的时候，我们就可以效法这种耶稣的这个做耶稣的做法。
See, Jesus asked, "What you got?"
So we say, 主问他说，你有什么？
Jesus didn't say, "If you don't have, you go outside and to find something and coming back." But what you got already in your hand?
So Jesus 并没有叫他们到四方去找东西出来，而是问他们说，你们已经有的是什么？
This is a challenge and this is a test.
这是一个考验。
Actually, what Jesus really needs is those people who is willing to offer.
其实耶稣要的就是你们有什么，你们愿意拿出什么。
And they found only 5 loaves of bread.
那他们找到5个饼跟2条鱼而已。
Because Jesus only asked the loaf, but they even find, wow, there are another 2 fish. So that's why I say 5 and 2 fish.
其实耶稣问他们是说你们可以找有多少饼，但是他们不但找出5个饼，哦，还有2条鱼。
Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciple to eat, to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all.
所以耶稣拿着这5个饼2条鱼，望着天祝谢了。掰开饼递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把那2条鱼分给众人。
This is very important for us.
这对我们来说非常重要。
We need to look into every detail.
我们要细细的考察。
Then that will apply to our daily life.
然后应用在我们日常的生活中。
At the beginning, they thought that we got nothing.
我们记得他们刚开始的时候，门徒认为他我们什么都没有。
And then they found 5 loaves and 2 bread.
然后他们找了以后就发现，哎，我们居然还有5个饼，2条鱼。
But for these bread and fish, compared to those 5,000 men, it's nothing.
然后当你有这个5饼2鱼，面对着5000之众的话。觉得这个东西实在是不够分配。
But now you see, those 5 loaves and 2 fish giving to Jesus and put into Jesus' hands.
所以我们当然看到，当耶稣接过这个5饼2鱼，放在耶稣的手中的时候
，It's almost nothing.
这个实在是东西实在是不多。
Compared to the demand.
这个与这个群众的需求来比，这五饼二鱼实在是少得可怜。
Almost nothing, but Jesus looked up to heaven.
但是当耶稣向天举天望目的时候
，Because this is for God's glory.
因为这是为了神的荣耀。
And he gave thanks. He blessed whatever in his hands.
然后他就望天祝谢了。
And then he started to break the loaves.
然后就开始剥这个饼。
And he divided the fish.
然后把这个鱼就分出去。
And then after that, then he gave to the disciples.
然后他就把这个鱼跟饼分给这个门徒。
And then disciples distribute to all the people around.
然后门徒就把这些鱼跟饼分给会众大家。
And the more giving out, the more they got.
然后越分的越出去的越多，他就好像变得更多。
And everybody ate and were satisfied.
然后每一个人不但吃得饱，而且还有剩的。
And they later they collected 12 baskets. It's left over.
然后把剩的东西、零碎的东西收拾起来，居然还有12个篮子之多。
So this is not physics law.
所以这个不是我们所谓的物质的这个上面的这个律。
This is spiritual law.
这是一个属灵的律。
Jesus can do this.
耶稣可以做这个奇迹。
But more important thing for us is what is that principle for us in our daily life?
我们看到耶稣行了这个五饼二鱼的神迹。但是最重要还是我们要从其中学到功课，我们可以应用在我们生活里面哪一部分。
This very event been written on 4 gospel book.
那我们知道四福音里面都提到这件事情，五饼二鱼的事情。
And this is not only the first time, but there is another time Jesus also feed another 4,000 people.
然后除了这个五饼二鱼这个五千群众之外，还有一次耶稣也是同样的喂饱了4000人之众。
Because if only recorded in one gospel book, maybe people say, well, maybe not correct, but 4 gospel books.
因为这个四个喂饱4000人的只在一个福音里面有提到，所以有人就有些问题。但是这个五饼二鱼是毫无质疑的。
So this is real because at that time everybody knew for 5,000 they can witness what happened.
因为有五千人，起码有5000个证人可以来证实这件事情。
You and I, we live in the 4-dimension world.
你我呢是活在一个所谓四度空间里面。
But nowadays we can believe there are much more, maybe 10 dimension or even higher dimension above us.
但我们知道已经证实，其实我们大概有超过大概有10度甚至更多的空间存在的。
So God is even above all these dimensions.
神是远超乎你所有的这个层次的。
So if,
空间的。
If Jesus is God, surely he can do these miracles.
如果是神的话，如果耶稣是神的，他当然是能够行这样的奇迹。
I would not spend too much time, but you look into the creation of the whole universe, then you can realize for these 5 loaves and 2 fish is a very small miracle.
所以当你们看到这个浩瀚的宇宙的时候，你就可以做一个比较，比起这个浩瀚的宇宙，这个五饼二鱼实在是不算什么。
But there is a principle for you and me, so we can apply.
但是这里有一个我们要学习的道理在。
Maybe you and I will sense that we are just like disciples. We got nothing, and we are exhausted and tired.
也许你我会说，我们就像这个门徒一样。我们什么都没有，而且我们是又饥又渴又累。
But when Jesus opened our eyes, then we start to have the Jesus view of this world, the people around us.
但是当我们把我们的眼睛打开，然后是透过耶稣来看事情的时候
，then Jesus' compassion will overflow from us.
然后我们就会能够学到耶稣的这样子这种怜悯之心。
Then we can come to the Lord, say, Lord.That's all I got. 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's almost nothing. But I want to put them into your hand.
但是我们就可以来告诉主说，主啊，我们有的东西实在是不多，就是五个饼，两个小鱼而已。但是我们愿意把这个东西都放在主你的手里。
I'm not capable, but I'm willing.
我虽然是无能，但是我愿意。
And please take it and For God's glory.
就请您收下，然后以用这个小小的东西来扩展神的国。
And Jesus will take it and bless it.
那我想耶稣一定会收下来，而且祝福。
Then Jesus will break it.
然后耶稣会把它擘开。
And then give back to me.
把这个再给我。
So I can distribute to people who need.
然后我就可以分给周围需要的人。
And I trust once I pass it out, it will continue to multiply.
然后我也相信，当我分出去的时候，它就会不断的增多。
And actually, when Jesus said the origin word, King James did not say you give them something to eat. Instead, Jesus said, give ye them to eat.
哦、我们看到这个 King James 就是这个国王版的钦定国王版的那个原那个英文的原文是说，并不是说你们给他们吃，而是说的，
你们给他们一些东西吃，不是的，是说你们给他们吃。That means you give them to eat. It's not something didn't mention about something.
中文翻译的很好 ，OK、yeah.。英文翻译说你们给他们一些东西吃，中文翻译就说你们给他们吃。
Have you ever thought maybe you got something possession, just like 5 loaves and 2 bread, and you want to give to Jesus?
你们常常会觉得就是我有这么一点东西，就像一个五个饼两个小鱼一样，我愿意奉献给主。
But have you ever thought if the 5 loaves and 2 fish is You yourself.
但是你有没有想到，你这个五饼跟两条小鱼就是你自己呢
？Have you ever thought that you yourself, you want to give yourself just like those loaves and fish to Jesus?
你们愿不愿意把自己就像献给耶稣，就像献给那个五个饼两个小鱼一样的呢？把自己献给主
？Allow you in Jesus' hand.
把你自己放在主的手里
，and wait for His blessing，
然后等他的祝福
，and He will break it， that means break you，
然后耶稣会把你拨开
，and then He can pass，
然后他可以递给别人
，to distribute to the people who in need，
分给别人，由你那里分出去。
What happened to them? They ate and were satisfied.
我们看到这些群众，他们不但吃，而且吃得非常的饱。
Not only enough, but satisfied.
不但是只是够而已，而且出了以后觉得非常的舒服，非常的感觉非常好。
Not just satisfied, but for their positive balance, they got more left.
然后不只是吃的很舒服，而且还有剩下多的。
And that can apply to our life.
这个就可以运用在我们的生命之中。
I try to mention about the ministry in Arizona.
容我再提一下我在亚利桑那州的这个侍奉。
Because Tucson is a pretty large, a widespread city.
因为 Tucson 这个地方呢是一个很大而且很散的一个地方。
So there are certain region in the of the in the city that gospel not reached by mentoring group.
所以有很多地方就是这个福音并不能够被传到的地方。
中文的福音。
中文的福音传不到的地方，因为它很散得很开。
So I find three family in the northwest of the city, including myself.
所以我在这个西北部的就找到有三个人家
and we got together and prayed together.
然后包括我自己一家在内，所以我们在一起就是开始祷告。
And somehow Lord started to lead us that we need to open our house.
然后神就开始告诉说，我们必须要打开我们的家。
It's just like those five loaves and two fish.
就像那个五个饼两个小鱼一样。
Not something we don't have.
这是我们不是说我们没有的，是我们有的。
Something we already got.
而且是我们已经有的东西。
But it's almost nothing, tiny.
但是并不是很多。
So we open our house.
所以我们就开始打开了我们的家门。
And we try to invite people around us to.Three different family. When each week we go to different family, have the Bible study.
So we just want, in our 周围有些人家的话，我们就去每个礼拜就去探访那些人，然后跟他们一起这个查经祷告。
So the five loaves and two fish, we handed over to Jesus and asked him to bless the ministry.
So we just 把我们的五饼二鱼就交给了耶稣，让耶稣来祝福他。
But you know, after Jesus' blessing, what will happen?
那我们知道，当耶稣祝福以后，会发生什么事情呢？
He need to what? He need to break it.
你们需要，我们需要怎么样？我们需要把它拨开。
My wife and I, we don't have child.
我那人跟我们是没有孩子。
Once we open our house, boy, they brought the kids that you never want to see.
当我们一旦把这个房门把家打开的时候，哇，很多小孩都来，有的小孩不见得我们希望他们来的。
Five kids come into our house, we feel we got 20 people in the room.
当你有个五个小孩在你家里的时候，你觉得好像有25个小孩一样。
And I need to chase after them one by one.
所以我必须要追着他们后面跑。
I'm so much concerned about they may break something.
就怕他们这打碎的什么东西哈。
So I follow them everywhere to pick up whatever they left.
So 跟着他后面追着跑啊，然后捡啊，收啊。
My mind is not to the Lord, but to whatever they going the mess they will bring to me.
因为我的心就想着，万一他们这个搞乱了，打破了什么东西，我的心并不在神的事工上。
I got a strong desire. I want to bring one of the kids to the room and then fix it.
甚至有时候我很想把他们中间一个小孩子带到房间里面，让他那个给他一点功课，学一点功课。
I think their parent will appreciate me.
我想他们父母也许还会欣赏我这么做，还会谢谢我，管教把他们孩子管教一下。
And we mentioned do not drink stuff upon the carpet, but they did.
我们并没有把这个事情提出来，但是他们父母自己提出来。
So the cup overflowed and spilled to the carpet.
所以这个咖啡就是洒在这个地毯上。
So I need to clean right away.
我必须要马上把它清洁。
And I felt I was exhausted.
我觉得啊，好累哦。
I need to allow Jesus to break me.
所以我就知道这个时候我需要耶稣把我拨开。
I accept it.
我就接受了。
So I let them do whatever they want.
然后我就让他们做，他们要做什么就做什么。
Until everybody left, then I start to pick up.
然后一直到每个人都走了以后，我才开始清理。
Even five loaves and two fish, that small stuff, still need to break.
所以你看这么小的，就是五个饼两个鱼的这么少的东西，我们还是需要让主把它拨开的，拨碎的。
We need allow Jesus to do his job to break us.
我们必须 要让神做他的工，就是要把我们这个 拨开。
Because this is spiritual principle.
因为这就是属灵的一个律。
Otherwise, five loaves still five loaves, two fish still two fish.
不然的话，五个饼还是五个饼，两个鱼还是两条鱼。
But once it passed on,
当他在 分地出去的时候，
miracles start to happen.
奇迹就开始出现。
That three family, we grew to 17 families.
我们当初包括我们一家在内的三个家，现在已经发展到17个家开放。
And 10 people were baptized.
然后有十个人受洗。
And actually, those kids, some of them also were baptized.
然后那些当初在我家里这个调皮捣蛋的小孩子，今天也都受洗了。
And they turned out a good kids.
然后他长成一个非常好的青年孩子。
One of them, he enrolled in the University of Illinois of Urbana-Champaign.
其中一个这个去这个伊利诺大学去上学是吧？
And he got the full scholarship.
然后他得到全额的奖学金。
And the other one go to UC Berkeley, computer engineering.
一个是到加州的这个伯克利大学主修这个电脑。
And once they got to the college, they tried to find the fellowship group.
然后他们这些孩子一到大学以后，他们所做的第一件事情就是怎么样？就是要找这个 fellow， 找这个团契。
They want to follow Jesus.
因为他们要跟随耶稣，继续跟随耶稣。
And that just started with that five loaves and two fish.
就从我们的所谓的五饼二鱼这么少一个东西开始的。
I got nothing, but I'm willing to put into Jesus' hand.
我有的实在是不多，但是我这么所有这么一点东西，我愿意把它摆上，摆到耶稣的手里。
Everybody ate and satisfied.
好，每一个人吃，不但是吃得饱，而且吃得非常的满意。
And we still got more left over.
然后，而且还有多出来的。
See, at the beginning, we thought we just Bible study for adults, but we never imagined that even the kids.Got God's blessing.
然后我们当初我们认为说，就是大人们在这边这个查经好了，没想到小孩子也受益了。
Maybe today Jesus call you and knock your heart and said, "Is there any five loaf or two fish from you?"
也许今天耶稣会在你的心里面敲门说，你那里有没有五饼二鱼呢
？Would you like to give it into my hands?
你要不要把这五饼二鱼交在我手上呢？
Let me bless it.
然后我可以祝福了。
Let me break it.
我可以拨开了。
Then you can pass to the people who need.
然后你可以递给需要的人。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
父神。
We thank you so very much that you allow us to put into your hand.
我们感谢你让我们能够把我们的所有的能够放在你手里。
Even though just five loaves and two fish.
即使只是微不足道的五饼二鱼。
But we pray that you will bless it.
但是我们祈祷你会祝福。
And allow you to break it.
然后你会把它拨开。
So we can pass to the people.
让我们能够把我们有的东西能够递出去给众人。
For your glory.
然后我们就有很大的这个仇报。
Lord, use us.
主啊，求你祝福。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.